Today's weather? Sunny with a 100% chance of government overreach. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And cancers at an age that they shouldn't be getting. So, for example, there was a doctor who developed gastric cancer in his 30s. Presented at stage 4, he was dead in less than a year. Very rare brain cancers in young individuals in their 20s and 30s, medical students, medical residents. And these cancers would always present at stage 4, and they would always kill them in a matter of a few months, and it was always less than a year. You know, realize that this is being called turbo cancer.
Authority and power will shift away from humans to computers, and most humans will become economically useless and politically powerless. Already today, we are beginning to see the creation of a new class of humans, the useless class. So now the artificial intelligence revolution is beginning to create the useless class.
I can't tell if he's for or against the useless class.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show at your service today. I've got two wonderful women joining me, Susan and Melissa, and of course, we have a lot to talk about, so we'll get there, and such is so much, and the week is filling up for sure with all kinds of hot topics that we have to get to, but I did want to mention just on the heels of that, before Susan comes on, is the fact that this Japanese study came out, and they talked about the fact that it was the third shot from their research found that although there were, they didn't see a whole lot of turbo cancer in the first year when people were getting the first shot, they saw an increase in cancer mortality during the period of mass vaccination. Remember how we always said the boosters were going to be the issue because they were really pressing the boosters and they were making up variants and they made up a new variant every month with the same symptoms and then tried to con everybody into taking these shots. The variants were hysterical because people actually believed that they were whatever variant of the month it was, which surprises me because I know people are smarter than that, but it was this variant rushed through the world and now everyone has it. Oops, now we're 4 weeks out. So now the new variant's coming. I mean, it was all the same symptoms. So totally asinine, but they did. When, where did they go? The variants. Nobody knows. Anyway, we're in an election year. So the excess cancer mortality rates, they're saying leukemia, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, lip oral cancer, pancreatic breast cancer are coming after this mass vaccination in the most case. Not always, but for the most case. And you can find that Japanese study online that they just came out with. Susan Reeve, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great today.
Excellent. There's a lot of news about Idaho's abortion ban. All they said was, if it's not for the life of the mother, then you can't do it. And the surgeon will then, the doctor will then risk 5 years in prison if he goes ahead and aborts at will because people just want an abortion. And I totally agree with Idaho. I totally agree with what they're doing. But there's a whole lot of talk about motherhood and about what about, and even Amy Coney Barrett's being kind of strange too about the whole thing. So they're saying that they're getting pushback from the women. Isn't it amazing that women want to push to kill a baby more so than anybody? I just find that astounding.
Oh, it's, you know, they're babies that haven't even been conceived yet. They're so
yeah,
motivated to
you're
make
right.
sure they have the right to get rid of them, right?
Right. You're so right. Ugh. Anyway.
It's very interesting because Kimberly Ells, who I believe you've had on the show,
yes,
just got back from the Commission on the Status of Women at the United Nations. And the theme for the commission this year was ending poverty. Awesome. And she said, but she spent a week listening to an endless parade of events focused almost entirely on ending poverty by eliminating, quote, unpaid care work, care work. So that is, you know,
odd.
A woke ease
yes.
for motherhood and taking care of grandma and grandpa, right? And it's they call it unpaid care work, work done in the home without specific monetary payment. And I like what she writes. She says, most people would call that work simply being alive. It could also be called running your own castle, like being in charge
motherhood.
Of your own home, right?
Motherhood. Jeez.
Yes, yes. And she said, this is all because the average women worldwide do more labor in the home than men. And the UN, they call this gender inequality, gender injustice, and also gender-based violence.
What?
If you're mopping a floor, that is gender-based violence.
Oh, my gosh. These people are deranged. Seriously, there's something delusionally wrong about these people. Because the guy works outside the home. If the wife works inside the home, now we have abuse. Now we have slavery.
Now this is the case. And she said they have only one solution that they repeated over and over and over, and that is provide state-funded universal daycare for all families. The only solution. The only solution. And this way, they say, the world can unite behind women and propel them out of the home and into the workforce where they can enjoy true freedom and engage in, quote, socially productive work. So you just played that intro about the useless people, right?
Yep.
And so they essentially see this as essentially useless. But you know who else wanted to do this was Karl Marx, the fathers of modern socialism. They said in a socialist society, the care and education of the children becomes a public affair, and that, quote, society looks after all children alike. And that the first condition of the liberation of the wife is to bring the whole female sex back into, quote, public industry.
Wow.
Like, we want you to be a work slave, not slave in your home. Come be a slave for us.
Yeah.
Working, right?
We want the taxes. And they want the taxes of a dual income family.
It all comes down to the money. And if anybody ever thought it was different than that, it's not. It's not. But they say, here's what's funny, and this has always confounded me. If you are, and she put this in her article, she said they call this creating jobs. If you take women out of the homes and put them in the workforce, now you have created jobs. But jobs would be created because mothers would pay someone else to take care of their own children while they get paid to take care of someone else's children, or do some other kind of paid labor.
That's amazing. I can't believe people think like this. I mean, they have to erase motherhood, the holy grail of motherhood, in order to push all these asinine, insane ideas. It's amazing.
I mean, yeah, if people are watching your kids in daycare, who's watching their kids in daycare? I mean,
so
it
true.
Really
You're
does
right.
not, it makes no sense. It's like worm, that snake eating its own tail, right? But here's where it comes down to. She asks this question. Does it matter who feeds, clothes, reads to, and takes care of young, developing humans? Let me just say this. I took a day off of my substitute teaching work to babysit my granddaughter, who's almost two. I read to her like five books. I followed her around. I made her a sandwich. We went and played in the blossoms that have fallen off the trees. It was all unpaid work.
Right.
But oh my gosh.
Fulfilling.
I would have paid money to do that.
Joy.
Because it was so, yes.
Yeah.
Love.
Love.
Joy.
What else matters? Does anyone going to matter who fills the seat in your career when you're gone? No one. No one will care 2 seconds about it. A month after you pass away, everyone will be filling that seat. But you can't, the loss is great when it comes to motherhood and fatherhood, right? You can't erase that role. So there's only so many things that outlive.
It.
Yeah.
Right. And the daycare provider is not going to be doing this. And they go, oh, some do. Okay, that's the exception. But they said it's also through daily caring and interacting that core values, beliefs are transmitted and taught. Yes, we do this. Oh, let's clean this up. Oh, be very careful. Yes, you're constantly teaching your values. I had another experience with an older granddaughter who... She had a poster of an animal project to do. So we sat down together. We were doing it together. She was asking me questions. I was asking her questions. And nothing can replace that in time. That is now a treasured memory, right?
You're right.
So what is it that they want people to focus on? And it is work. It is work. Yeah. And the UN says they revealed who they want to replace mothers. It's the state. Yeah. We've done it in education, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the state wants to be able to mandate what children are taught and understand about their relationship to each other and to the state. But who is supposed to then be taking care of elderly? For centuries, millennia, people have cared for their own elderly. Now we put them in care homes, which for some people, I guess that is the best because people are working, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the grandma and grandpa have to go into care home. But what do you miss in that when you don't have grandma and grandpa with you? What do the kids miss
Everything.
Out on? This whole dynamic of love, because love grows, right?
Yes.
So it is, the UN completely on the wrong track, trying to change
Always.
Women's lives by enslaving them.
Always. They were never meant to be a peacekeeping anything back in the 1940s. It was always meant to throw major destruction at us, a population, to depopulate, to control as a world government, and to erase families. And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about erasing the family. And this is why they're pushing in every state the preschool, state government preschool, getting your kids at 3 years old to indoctrinate them. I just hope parents are waking up to this. I really do. It's sick. It's evil.
Well, and, you know, to watch things happen at family gatherings, a 90-year-old who is now watching the 2-year-old running around and playing in the yard. And I watch the 90-year-old just laughing and laughing. And, we have progressives who say you don't need to live beyond age 75. You don't have quality of life. They are not the experts on love and happiness. We are.
Yep. And did you see that report that came out that said now old age is considered 75 and older? Not 60 and older, 75 and older now. Be right back. More with Susan Reed when we come back. Kate Daly Show, your service.
Yeah, do I have to eat this?
Oh, honey, it's great protein. Don't be picky. Eat your crickets.
Many are following the lead of the United Nations to replace your meat diet with an insect diet. It's an all-out war on meat, farmers, and ranchers. Don't let new green policies place controls on your life and overall freedoms. It's time to get us out of the UN. Go to JBS.org or call 800-JBS-USA1.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
So happy to have you listening in. I've got Susan Reeve in this hour every Wednesday. She comes to the show. If you're new to the show, katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts of this live show that you're listening to right now. It's cut up into first hour and second hour. And then, of course, little shorts are topic driven. So you can find a little short and it'll say how many minutes it is and you can listen to just that. And these are great for driving too. We still have the ability to drive in this nation. So take advantage of that. Listen to the KateDaly radio.com podcast, and they're located on the bottom of the page, the homepage, right by the, the sponsors, our great sponsors of the show, who I love. Susan Reeve is back with me. So this UN conference, we have a couple other topics too, but this UN conference is really important because it was the Commission on the State of Women at the United Nations. And they were completely in a very evil, out their way, trashing womanhood to its core, right?
Right. They were saying women need to be in the paid workforce, even if that means that you are being paid to take care of someone else's kids while they're being paid to take care of yours. That's essentially what they're saying. And that's where your taxes come from. So that is a vision that the UN has for women all over the world. And we know, actually, China has many women in the workforce, and a lot of those kids, especially in rural counties, get left home alone because there's nobody to watch them. And so if you want to see how it really turns out, you can look at that nightmare. But while that is going on, there is a new book out called Hannah's Children, and the subtitle is Meet the Women Quietly Defying the Birth Dearth. And basically, the death rate of fertility is essentially what it is, because populations around the globe and total fertility is collapsing. Isn't that good for our world and communities? Mm-hmm. Actually, not. It creates huge financial problems. So this woman, who's a PhD, Catherine Pakaluk, at the Catholic University of America, interviewed 55 women who are PhDs, affluent, who had more than five children, and asked them, why did you have so many children? And they gave all these different answers, because they are largely looked down upon right. by the progressives, aren't they, if you have a whole bunch of kids. I myself had seven children, so that was a family of nine.
I love it.
And I even had somebody ask me, why would you have so many children?
Like, why would you not?
But why would you?
Why would you not have so many kids? What else are we here for? It's besides our families. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead. Sorry. It's just amazing.
No. And so I did some part-time work. I did get a master's degree, but I realized that staying home with my children, I was giving my best energy to my highest priority. And that anytime I tried to work full time, my best energy went to my job. And they got the leftovers at home.
You're right.
And so that realization of what kids were actually benefiting from had a huge impact on me. But I like what one of these women said. She said, the truth is, I didn't know how it was going to be, but every year got easier. I really trusted God. He wouldn't put me in this position without providing what I needed. And people hearing that who are not people of faith can mm-hmm. say, oh, well, then why aren't large families? Why don't the kids all turn out? Well, people of faith live different lifestyles, actually. Mm-hmm. And yeah. not all our kids turn out the way we want. That is true. But I love what she said about the more I had, the easier it got. Because, yes, the older children benefit from having more responsibility in the home.
Yeah.
They aren't overworked by helping to care for some of the younger kids. In fact, they really find it to be a joy. I know that's happening in my family right now, where we have a 14-year-old and an almost 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She adores that baby. So right. she's not having to go out and have a baby of her own at 14. She's
right,
actually enjoying,
yeah.
right?
Right, right. But just being able to care for, you know, being able to learn how. So.
Well, and it's funny because you will hear girls who come from very dysfunctional, broken homes
mm-hmm.
who
yep.
get pregnant and say, I finally had somebody to
yes.
love me and step
by. Interesting.
Feel
yeah, you don't want that. So I love this. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Susan Reed.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. There are some mysterious gold buyers out there that are buying up gold, and people don't know who they are. So kind of interesting. New major buyers in the gold market, and it has a lot of analysts very, very puzzled. You can find a piece on this over at birchgold.com talking about this. But I just thought I would let you guys know that there's some interesting things going on with gold right now. And if I were you, I would buy gold and silver. It's only going to go up. And I would also get everything backed by gold. So make sure that you have your IRAs and everything backed by gold and silver. This is the move people are making because they're realizing that as we get thrown into digital currency, it could be a nightmare for us. And as we know, they're capable. Let's look at the Great Depression of wiping everything out from everybody. And now in this day and age of technological advances, they can do so quite easily. Look what they did in India in 2016 in wiping out cash. So we're on that road. Please text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name. That's all you have to do is just text my name. You're going to just get some free information. Free information that's vital. Very good information that you could probably share with a friend too, or a family member. So make sure and do that. Text 989898. That's the phone number that in your text, okay? And then just text my name as the subject, okay? As the message, K-A-T-E, so simple. Susan, all right, where do we go from here? A little bit more on that, happiness too?
Well, happiness, and it really does tie into another article I read by Ian Leslie, Why Does Being Left-Wing Make You Unhappy? Because the studies, the science studies are coming back showing that conservatives tend to be happier than people who claim that all of this wokeness is making them happier when it's not.
So true.
I'm sure people have heard, you know, they're blaming it on phones. This mm-hmm. is what's causing depression in young adults and teens and millennials. But it also coincides with this whole woke, the Great Awakening, he calls it. But there was a paper at Columbia University, now under siege by the Hamas supporters, the politics of depression. And they said one of the biggest reasons that the youth depression is increasing is the increasing exposure to politicized events. They are being bombarded. And that everything in their life becomes political. Their clothing becomes political. Their phones, their homes, the trash they throw away. The left has learned how to politicize everything.
Yeah, you're right. I've never really met a very, very happy liberal woman. I don't know if anyone has. I feel like the spirit is just gone. They're just not. It's very, very difficult to view them as anything but a little bit miserable in what they're doing, because they, I think they realize even at the end of their life, so many have come out and said, I'm not happy, and I'm not happy just having this corporate career and no family. Then the other thing is, I wondered about all those little microloans the UN was pushing on women going into business. They would only give loans to women, not men. And I thought, you know, they're very traditional in those parts of the world, and they really wanted to push women out the door in areas in the world too. It's okay to give money to a single mom who needs to work to provide for her kids. But I felt like it was across the board women even pushing them out of the home when they should have given the loans to the men. So the men could go out and work, and the women, you know, if you're going to do a loan and that's paid back, okay, that's fine, but do it to the men, because that way they could go out and be the breadwinner. But that's not where the UN's been pushing people.
Yeah, if you're really trying to raise people out of poverty, I guess they decided. I think what's behind that in part is they've decided that if women get money, more of it goes to the kids than if the man gets the money. There's some, you know, science behind that. That's true. But overall, what they've decided, the studies are showing that liberalism is exacerbating depression. It increases anxiety. I mean, there is climate change anxiety mm-hmm. that is its own classification now, right? It's gone up for 10
years.
That's
invented. They're making it into an anxiety because they've convinced themselves that this is the way it's going to go. It's so amazing. It's so delusional.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, and they talk about the fact that liberals are not only tend to be more emotionally unstable, they mm-hmm. actually value emotionality more than conservatives.
Yeah.
They like to dwell on emotions, talk about emotions, expound on trauma and pain. And then they're more upset than others by public tragedy. So school shootings, they just go, become unglued.
Mm-hmm.
Catastrophes, well, things like COVID-19, we saw how that was so destabilizing to them. They lost their minds. I liked what somebody said is, no, we are not going to create laws demanded by hypochondriacs. You know, we're not going to become a nation of laws created by hypochondriacs.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? They have focused on the distress, and they have loosened the traditional bonds
mm-hmm.
to families, to church communities, to communities in general. When you see a lot of those protesters on the front lines who are promoting Hamas,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them are young women
right.
who are in their prime child bearing years, but they are now focused on politics instead of their own relationships, right?
Right.
Isn't that brilliant of the state to say, you know, focus on us, not
yeah.
on relationships. You
Isn't
know,
that
we
amazing?
Are the higher priority.
It's just so obvious now. Like, it's so obvious. And they come out with this commission at the UN on the state of women, you know, and it's so, they're out there with it. There's no theory. There's no conspiracy. There's a conspiracy, yes, among people to do this, but there's no theory about it. They're out there with pushing these ideas. And then, of course, we get them pushed in all kinds of ways to us in the United States, too, without even the UN, just pushed on us. Like, the only important thing you'll ever do is have a career. It's not true.
It's absolutely not true. And in the meantime, they've politicized everything. Friendship is political. They say science is political. Journalistic objectivity is political, which is why they don't believe in being genuinely objective. They say because it's political, so we have to advocate for the politics.
Amazing.
Fiction, music, food, love. There is not a category that they do not claim is, quote, inherently political. And if you're going to convince yourself and others of that,
mm-hmm.
it is a recipe for misery.
It is. It is. Just go meet a liberal woman. You'll find it. You'll find what it looks like. It's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the word he uses in this is bleak. It's
mm-hmm.
a very bleak existence.
Yeah. So true.
You know, and some people have traded that in for a laughing, happy baby. And, you know, to think that that is not a joy in itself. So as conservatives, I think we do focus on what promotes joy, genuine joy. And we know that love and relationships do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, bringing up these women from this book, Hannah's Children, that's a new book by a researcher who interviewed 55 women with PhDs who are fluent, had more than 5 children. You know, one of them said, we had to put parameters on things. We told our kids, you're going to play one sport at a time,
mm-hmm.
and there's never a dull moment at home. There's a lot going on at home, so we're not going to focus everything on
right.
all these outside sports. And doesn't it make you wonder if so many parents who are overcommitted to sports, you know, year-round
mm-hmm.
sports,
right.
it's because nothing's going on at home.
It reminds me of Dr. Richard Day talking about in 1969 going to that conference and talking about the fact that sports would overtake everything. Sports, it was going to really erode the family because of its demands and away from family time. But of course, it would become the new hierarchy of entertainment, but everybody would be pushing everybody into sports. So it's kind of amazing how that's worked out over the years from 1969. We'll be right back. More with Susan Reeve. We're going to talk about the DOJ and also the new airline thing that came out today. You'll be surprised at this. Be right back.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out of control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Really happy. And happy you're joining us. And also, I just want to say, DoneWithDebt.com, they're doing a tremendous job with you guys. I'm telling you, you'll love them. I'm not going to recommend somebody that's not great at what they do. And there's a lot of companies out there that can help with this, but Done With Debt is really amazing. They're very, very good. They know what they're doing. They're rock solid. And all you have to do is go to DoneWithDebt.com. You just fill out a couple of lines. Tell them I sent you, because there's a box for that. And let me just tell you, they're going to help you. And you might even be skeptical that they can actually help reduce your rates or what have you, but I promise you they'll help you, and they'll help you get on top of your credit card debt that you've probably been incurring since all this inflation, which I understand, because look at the situation we're in, right? So of course I've got Susan Reeve with me, and welcome back. Airlines. Let's talk about airlines for a moment before we end this hour.
Sure. This is great news, actually, announced today. There's new rules in place by the federal government. Airlines must issue automatic cash refunds to passengers whose flights have been canceled or significantly delayed. So it's a new rule, and passengers need to get their money back, will get their money back, when an airline owes them without headaches or haggling, allegedly. And it has to be within, I think it was 5 business days, back to the card that you used, or if you use points, they have up to 20 days to refund you. And travelers can be eligible for refunds if any changes to the number of flight connections. So if they say, well, yeah, we'll put you on a new flight, but there's 3 stopovers.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's unacceptable. And now they have to refund you, or you're downgrade to a lower class of service. Also, baggage, lost baggage, refunds are mandated if a customer's checked baggage is not delivered within 12 hours of their domestic flight's arrival, or 15 to 30 hours within international. You get a refund, and if you've paid for extra service like Wi-Fi but didn't get it. And the idea is you're not going to have to haggle with individual companies to demand this. Now there is one umbrella rule that they all have to follow. And I guess that is good news for travelers.
It is good news. I think it will end up hurting their bottom line, which is, I think, the end game, like one of the things that they want. But yeah, I mean, it should have been that way all along, right? But this will be kind of interesting. I feel like there's going to be more hits on airlines and more problems with airlines coming up in the next 6 months too.
I think they will have maybe mm-hmm. raise their prices mm-hmm. to accommodate this,
yep.
because they can't just offer you vouchers anymore.
Yeah.
They have to, you know,
interesting.
The refund is what's required. So you can take a voucher. But
yeah.
Anyway, so good news.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're talking end game, which maybe not, but yes, good news in a way. So, okay. DOJ, what's going on with the DOJ?
Okay, yesterday, the Justice Department announced a $138.7 million settlement. And you go, wow, the government is paying out all that money to who? More than 100 people who mm-hmm. accused the FBI of grossly mishandling allegations of sexual assaults. This is the Michigan State sexual scandal against the little girl gymnast. So all these college-age gymnasts and others, there were 100 people who were part of this $138 million settlement. It was the team doctor, Larry Nassar, in 2015-2016. Actually, he was employed by Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people went to the FBI and complained, and they said, or it was the Olympic Committee who went and complained to the FBI. And the FBI took 5 weeks to even interview one girl. And they said, well, we have 2 more willing to come forward. And they never interviewed them. Then they waited 8 months. The FBI totally dropped the ball. And for a year, local police enforcement had no idea. So here's the total. Michigan State gave $500 million to more than 300 of these women and girls who were assaulted. U.S. Gymnastics and U.S. Olympics Committee settled for $380 million. The fund is almost now more than $1 billion that these girls will get paid because the abuse continued in the time period that the FBI did nothing.
Wow.
Interesting stuff. Holy cow.
Turned a blind eye, just like the laptop. Blind eye. We don't see anything. We're not doing our job. But, you know,
Amazing.
Other people, they're very interested in. You stand in front of an abortion clinic and protest and pray. Boy, are they interested in you.
So true. Wow. It just goes to show, I mean, it's like drop the ball or intentionally did nothing.
Willful blindness.
Wanting to definitely put it aside. We've seen it with the elite. We've seen it with their picking and choosing. I mean, the FBI at this point is so corrupt that I'm not quite sure if anyone could ever prove the case that they aren't anymore. All I see is a corrupt body and of individuals that actually shouldn't be. Our Constitution never allowed for a federal police force. It was supposed to be done by the states. So it's absolutely ridiculous that we actually have an FBI. Truly, because anything could be handled by state property, by state.
Absolutely. And should they show up on your doorstep, you know to ask for an attorney and call the sheriff.
Yeah, absolutely. And hope you have a good constitutional sheriff that knows their power over the federal police department. That's the hard part is getting those sheriffs. Chris Ann talks to him, on a weekly basis and goes and presents to them to show them what their power is. But, you know, it's really hard to get a constitutional sheriff. It's insane. Here we are. But I also wanted to tell people, too, there was a headline today, Red States Fight Growing Effort to Give Basic Income Cash to Residents. Are they fighting? I just want to ask that question because we don't seem to fight a lot. Now the border wall funds are going to environmental planning and cleanup. Right. You know, it's amazing to me that we don't do much when we have the power in the House like we do right now. But the red states are fighting effort to give basic income cash to residents. Keep that in mind that they're probably doing a fake fight because I feel like that's kind of what we're known for now is this fake fighting. But they definitely, South Dakota is among one of the six states where the GOPs have looked into banning basic income programs. Let's hope all the states follow. Let's hope all the states do it, actually do it. You think they will, Susan?
Well, we have to hold them accountable. And right now, they've requested we call our representatives, send them emails, anything to complain about their lack of oversight on what they're doing to Trump and to just mishandling our government.
Yeah. And I think it's gone from mishandling to intentional now. And I think that we as a people, as a body of people, need to see that and need to wake up to that. I thank you so much, Susan. A great light on the UN Commission of the States of the State of Women at the UN. Wow. They're so evil. It never ceases to amaze me. Thank you, Susan Reeve. And on with Melissa in the next hour. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Melissa Reeve coming up next.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
The show today is canceled due to human-caused global warming.
Or is it cooling now? Or is it both warming and cooling? Whatever the government says, I believe them. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way. According to recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected.
If global warming is for real, they won't put it that way, global warming happens and water rises 10 feet, this investment you made is not one single investment prospectus written since 2000, this century, has alluded to global warming. If it were really true, the banks wouldn't invest. The banks wouldn't finance. So the people that have the money, and I'm jealous of the Vice President Gore. I am jealous he came up with a scam before I did. Because the financial institutions, the banks of this world, know it's not going to happen. Otherwise, you couldn't get a loan in London. You know those 30, 40-year mortgages? The world will be over by then. Is Barclays Bank going to give you a loan? With the greatest respect, ma'am, it's the greatest fraud that's been perpetrated on mankind this century.
Yep. Welcome, Kate Daly Show, last hour. Last hour on a Wednesday. Every Wednesday, Susan Reeve and Melissa Smith join me. Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa from Indiana. And so grateful that she's joining today. And that was a great piece. That was Dan Pena, the billionaire, talking about climate change and how it's none of the mortgage paperwork, and it would have to be in order to sell you a mortgage to pay on for, you know, 30, 40 years. So I thought that I love that clip. I play it a lot on the show because it's so intriguing and it's such a good thought to keep in mind when they're trying to hand us human-caused climate change over and over and over and over again, hoping that we believe it for 70 years. Melissa, Midwest Melissa, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Kate.
All right. What do you have on that to add?
A really interesting article that came. It's just so fascinating. So what is the untouchable in human-caused climate change? It's CO2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quit breathing, Kate. You know?
My breathing's a problem.
Yeah. We need, you know, we've heard all of these outrageous schemes from Bill Gates is going to cut down forests and bury them so that whatever that is.
And that's block just out weird. The sun. Don't forget blocking out the sun, which they just tried to do in San Francisco. But
yeah, so we have to do that because, it's just heating up our atmosphere. Well, there is a group of Polish scientists who have been looking at some data, and they've been a little bit upset that what they're actually seeing, the theoretical does not actually match what is actually the data that comes in, the hard data from what the Earth is actually doing. So here is their theory, and I think this is brilliant and very interesting. They're talking about saturation point for CO2, that just like, if I was going to dye something, if let's say I'm going to dye a piece of white fabric black, and I put one drop of black dye in, of course, it's going to change the color a little bit of the piece of fabric. But at some point, there comes a point where you can't make that any blacker, right? Because that piece of fabric has hit the saturation point.
Sure.
And they say it's the same with our atmosphere. What these guys say is that emitted CO2 does not directly cause an increase in global temperature because once you get past the saturation point of CO2, it doesn't matter how much more you put in. Now, you can change other things on Earth, but you're not going to change the temperature because the Earth simply cannot absorb any more. All of the heat it's done its thing. And so what they're saying is that in our atmosphere right now, we're at about 418 parts per million. But the scientists are saying that past 400 parts per million, the CO2 concentration can no longer cause any increase in temperature.
Saturation point.
Yeah, it's a saturation game. And these guys, they go on and on and on. They're just like, we could double the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere and it would have absolutely no impact. And in fact, there have been times in the Earth's history where the CO2 levels were 20 times higher than currently without any sign of global warming. And they say these are hard facts. These are amazing, provable data points in what they know about.
Yeah, I played the 1974 Leonard Nimoy clip, and I play it a lot on the show. And what's fascinating about this particular clip, and I'll play it again. It's because it's only like 20 seconds. Here we go.
Or is it cooling now?
Oh, sorry. I just got the liner. Just a second. Okay, here we go.
Whatever the government's.
Never mind. Keep getting the liner. One now.
The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Oh, and the liner again. Here we go.
Experts believe the next ice age is on its way. According to recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected.
The ice age, it's on its way. They kept saying it was going to be 1979. So this clip was in 1974, and it played everywhere. It played on CBS, played everywhere. And what's crazy is by new evidence that we have, we are going to be an ice age. Now, right then and there, why did the populace not rise up and go, we're tired of your supposed anonymous new evidence, and we're going to demand actual facts now? Because we haven't demanded facts, just like we talked about with Dr. Pesta on Monday, where he said teachers can just say what they want, but the students aren't geared to ask for facts. They're not geared to say, well, where did you get that really weird idea? Why are you saying this really weird concept? And it goes back to this too. Had we been a populace that said, now, wait a second here, what do you mean we're going to be an ice age? And when we weren't an ice age, they should have said, we didn't become an ice age. So what evidence, what scientific evidence then gave us this? But we are the people, we should have stopped this. We should have stopped this. It's on us for not asking more questions.
Well, in fact, very interesting that there are some who are actually saying that we are headed towards global cooling. Mm-hmm. We are headed into what in the Middle Ages, they called it the Little Ice Age. Mm-hmm. And it's not an ice age like we think of. Right. The ice age with, you know, 3 mile high sheets of ice.
Right.
The little ice age was just cooling. Mm-hmm. And there were parts of Europe that couldn't grow certain plants. The farther north in Europe you were, that meant that certain plants could not be grown because they were having frosts, mm-hmm. you know, and whatever. And they're saying we're headed toward that again. And the evidence that they give for that, we've talked about this before, is solar cycles. That's sure. The evidence. We are in a minimum solar cycle, and that impacts climate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these people, the people who are calling for the little, who are saying we may be entering into a cooling situation, they're saying the people who are calling for reduction in carbon dioxide are absolute morons. Like, cut it out. If we're headed into a cooling situation and CO2 can warm it up, we need to warm it up.
Right.
And the Polish scientists who are saying the atmosphere is saturated and that there will be no impact, they also go on to say, even though we are saturated as far as heat on the Earth, what they do say is we are actually CO2 deficient right now, according to what plants like.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to increase oxygen levels and have a more diverse have greater biodiversity, I guess is what I'm trying to say, that we should be increasing CO2. And they also say, I love this comment. This is, and I'll have to censor it just a little bit. But there is a 2022 Nobel Physics Laureate, Dr. John Clauser, who said, I assert there is no connection whatsoever between climate change and CO2. It's all a crock of bleepity bleep, in my opinion.
Listen to Freeman Dyson. This is Freeman Dyson. He passed away a few years back. He was in his 90s. He was their boy. He was their boy for Obama had appointed him for climate change. And he was one of the Jason scientists, which is actually a really corrupt group. But anyway, Freeman Dyson started coming out and talking about CO2, started talking about how ridiculous Obama was in pushing this narrative. This is 20 seconds. Here we go. Here's Freeman Dyson, the late Freeman Dyson.
All this fuss about the climate change is absurd because, first of all, climate has always changed. It's quite a normal thing for climate to be changing. And anyway, there's not much we can do about it. We don't understand it. Most of the official beliefs about it are completely unsupported by real science.
Yeah, he said things are completely unsupported by real science and that it's ridiculous. And he also talked about CO2, not in this clip, but many times he talked, because he came on my show and he talked about CO2 and he was like, it's rubbish. You have to have CO2. this is insane. I mean, the whole thing is insane.
The Polish scientists here, mm-hmm. Here's the quote from them. Currently used models do not yet provide a suitable basis for the development of rational policies related to potential climate change. And what these guys are saying is this is all just a hoax.
Yeah.
Until we have better information, better things, mm-hmm. better information and data that reflect actual happenings on the Earth, not computer generated models, but the actual data that we have. Yep. That points in any particular direction. They're saying you can't lay it at the feet of CO2.
Right. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. There's a bunch of these different websites, but Dane Wigington is really good on this. And of course, we had Freeman Dyson. It's hard to get an interview with Freeman when he was alive, and he just wouldn't consent to it. But we made him laugh, so he came on our show. And they're all sitting there telling the truth and saying you should reject this so-called science that comes out. You should really understand more about what's actually happening, and they're selling you a bunch of lies. I'm so glad that you're bringing this up. I really am.
Well, I think it's a really important thing to hear. We're not going to hear it in the U.S., uh-huh. sadly. These are Polish scientists,
yeah.
and they're saying, you know, we're looking at the hard data, and it doesn't add up, and we're looking at some experimental data that we can, reproducible experimental data,
mm-hmm.
their information has been published in peer-reviewed journals.
Right.
These are not slouches, so, and they're not conspiracy theorists. They're actual climate people who are looking at hard data.
So what you're talking about is new evidence that CO2 emissions, if you're getting anything out of this segment, make sure that you walk away with new evidence, real evidence, that CO2 emissions can't warm a saturated atmosphere. And that
it's
we...
CO2 saturated atmosphere.
Yeah. And that we need to...
What's
that?
Saturated. And these guys left the door open. They said there's a lot of other variables we don't know and don't
right.
understand. Maybe we should be looking at those.
Right.
But we're telling you what they're saying is it's not CO2.
It's not CO2.
It's not that.
Just like Freeman Dyson said. Same thing.
Yeah, it's not CO2.
We'll be right back. More on The Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. Visit our wonderful sponsors. I've got Melissa, Midwest Melissa, on. We have a lot more topics. Stay with us.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
This is The Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you text to Birch Gold 989898. Text my name, Kate. Get some really good free advice on what you should do with everything hanging out there, your IRAs, your savings, just kind of sitting there in the bank. I know you're a little worried about it. You should be a lot worried about it, because they will put in digital currency when we're not expecting it, I do feel. And as a student of history, I feel like they're going to have to. Make sure and text Birch Gold 989898. And we seem to be under this thing that whenever a scientist says something, we must believe it. And so you have a really funny story. Will you share this, Melissa?
Sure. There were three writers. One is a mathematician, one is a professor of philosophy, and the other one is the editor of a magazine, of a journal. And they're kind of disgusted with the political correctness, identity politics, and the kind of victim studies stuff that's going on in academia right now. Mm-hmm. So what the three of these did, these people did together, they concocted totally fabricated articles and submitted them to journals, academic journals. Okay, so here's one of them. They had, in total, they had seven journals publish their stuff, mm-hmm. different articles. So here's one of them. In April, in the journal Fat Studies, which by itself is pretty hilarious, there's an actual academic journal called Fat Studies. They wrote an article that claimed that bodybuilding is fat exclusionary and proposes a new classification termed fat bodybuilding as fat inclusive politicized performance. So the editor now that these papers have been revealed as hoaxes mm-hmm. and frauds mm-hmm. deliberately submitted to them, the editor, Esther Rothblum, said the paper had gone through peer review uh-huh. and the author signed a copyright for verifying the authorship. So they were putting fake names on this, just making up stuff, just writing. It sounds like something I would have done in high school, actually, make up a totally fabricated, nonsensical thing. So now they're going to take it off their website for their journal because it's a hoax. That was one.
Okay.
A second paper for the Journal of Poetry Therapy describes monthly feminist spiritual meetings complete with a womb room and discusses six poems, which the one author generated by it like an AI algorithm. Right. Wow. And so the editor of this magazine said, hey, this article went through blind peer review and revisions before we accepted it. But he didn't bother to verify the author's identity. So
okay.
So now he's all sad because it's taken us years to build credibility
right.
for our journal.
And the Mein Kampf one, which one was that?
Okay, there was another one, another article mm-hmm. titled Our Struggle is My Struggle, keeping focus on that, my struggle. Uh-huh. Solidarity Feminism as an Intersectional Reply to Neoliberal and Choice Feminism. The second portion of their paper was essentially a rewrite of a chapter from Mein Kampf.
Sorry.
They submitted it. Yeah. Here's another one. In a paper that was published in Gender, Place, and Culture, written by the fictitious Helen Wilson mm-hmm. claimed to have an impressive amount of data regarding her observations of canine sexual aggression at dog parks. And so what she claimed, the fictional author claimed to have spent 100 hours in three dog parks where she made note of how many times one dog tried to hump another. And if it was a male on male, then she noticed that the owners were quick to pull the dogs apart. But if it was male on female, they didn't. And this represented the owner's internalized homophobia and willingness to overlook female victims of sexual assault.
You have just got to be kidding me.
What?
You've got to be kidding me. Oh, no. My gosh.
Why would I lie about this? This whole thing is just a fabrication. Maybe the whole article is a fabrication.
Once we realize that scientists could be bought, we should have been taking these to task. Oh, my gosh. I'm dying laughing on these. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Get over to FIQ for your supplements. ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is where I get my whole C, my copper cream, you name it. I mean, I get it from there and I love it. I take cod liver oil. I take that a lot, actually, and I love it. You guys will see such a clear difference because of the way they absorb into the body. Stop buying stuff at Walgreens and Walmart, okay? Your stores aren't going to carry the quality ingredients, okay? There's lots of filler in those products, but not at ActivateFIQ.com. I had Mike Casey on from ActivateFIQ.com a little bit ago, and I'm telling you, the way that they do their ingredients and then give it to you for such a great price, and then on top of that, put in the code Kate, and you can get really great prices on it. I mean, it's way better and very competitive with Walmart and Walgreens, but way better ingredients, okay? It matters what ingredients you're taking into your body, okay? And how they absorb, because if you're going to take something, you might as well make it count. ActivateFIQ.com and then put in the code Kate. All right, Melissa, let's talk about CAFO.
Yeah, let's talk about Oregon.
What are they doing now? What is Oregon up to?
This is a very distressing subject.
Okay.
Oregon has made some regulatory provisions that have actually, it's an assault on small farmers and small producers. Mm-hmm. There's just no other way around it. They have, and they're using very aggressive crackdown methods on these farmers. And it comes in two directions. One of them is they have redefined what a CAFO is, and a CAFO is a concentrated animal feeding operation. And confined. So they've said, mm-hmm. if you have any kind of permanent flooring for your animals, whether it's concrete, whether it's fibrous material, whatever it is, if you have a little chicken house on your property and your chickens can get in to a structure overnight, well, that makes you a CAFO, and now you're subject to all kinds of rules and regulations about all kinds of things.
So you can't contain your animal without it hitting all these regulations?
It's not about containing. It's about having this for your animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have, for example, and they said that this is going to impact horse farms, cattle, if you only have one horse out in your little barn in the back, or somebody that has two milk cows, or, you know, three goats, or a flock of chickens, they're coming after you because you're not following their regulatory whatever, the structure that they're setting up. That's one aspect of it. They're coming after the animal portion of it. The other portion of it has to do with water rights. And apparently in Oregon, water, all water, is considered the property of the people of Oregon. And if you have a well on your property, you are not allowed to water your garden, some people have like little farmers market mm-hmm. gardens. Maybe they have an acre of property and they're growing something that they take into the farmers market on the weekend. They're saying no more of that either. You have to have a permit granted by the state to use your own well on your own property, or groundwater, or the only water. And they're saying what the government of Oregon is saying, the state government of Oregon is saying, is, well, in certain circumstances, you can use up to 5,000 gallons per day. But if you're using it for irrigation, then you can't use it at all.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't matter. So there's a woman out there who had like a little farm stand kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I was using less than 1,000 gallons per day. And they've told her, no, because you're a commercial operation. So they're coming. Who is this not impacting, by the way? It does okay. not impact big producers who have the ability to fight and pay lawyers to fight it through. Who it is impacting is small farm and small farmers, homesteaders, people who have just a handful of animals mm-hmm. or a very small amount of, you know, production. They're coming after them with satellite surveillance. They're asking people to turn your neighbors in if they're using this stuff. It's absolutely a first rate, come after the little guy, shut him down. So in the midst of all of the granola crunchers mm-hmm. and Birkenstock wearing people who are like, oh, we need to eat local. Now you can't because all the locals are being put out of business.
That's amazing.
So some of these people are like, well, we don't know. They're fighting it. Some of the small farmers are getting together and they're going to fight it. My husband's reaction is they need a couple manure spreaders at the state house.
But yeah, they do.
Who am I to tell them way. What to do?
You know, it was new. This news on top of the King Fraud-A-Lot taking wall money, as the Daily Caller was saying, taking wall money and then putting it into environmental planning and environmental damage and all of these different things. Very, very strange, but everything's going to environmental because the hill to die on is the climate hill. And we all know this. It's digital currency and the climate agenda. And this would oust, like, say you have chickens in your backyard in Oregon. Yes?
Yeah.
So the ability to feed yourself, the ability to do these kinds of things. What if you sell eggs? What if that's your thing to the neighbors?
Yeah. I know that this has impacted a family that only had two cows, and they're not substantial polluters in that their cows are not dumping mm-hmm. you know a lot of waste
no.
anywhere.
And
they're
who
not,
cares if they are?
I care. If you've ever seen a big commercial dairy operation and know
well, sure.
how much. You know,
but this
generating.
Isn't that though. This is two cows, right?
For.
But that's huge. I mean, we're talking two cows. So, what could they possibly? How much damage? I mean, how much poopy they possibly put out there, right? So,
well,
to go
and,
after
and
these
that's
guys.
That's the whole point. It's this legislation will not impact those big guys who are probably dumping stuff into the watershed that nobody wants there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not impacting big guys. It's only impacting little people who are really not the big polluters. So I don't know what their problem is, but they're coming after water.
I do. It's agenda.
The fight back against it is, you know, this is going to harm agricultural diversity
mm-hmm.
because a lot of these small growers are the people who are growing, you know, innovative, organic, you know, mm-hmm. heirloom kind of stuff, as well as food freedom. Do we have a constitutional right to feed ourselves if we choose to do that this way? And that's the way it's going to be presented is going to be, they're mm-hmm. going to talk about constitutional rights and mm-hmm. food freedom, that we have an inherent right to produce, consume food of our own choosing. Mm-hmm. We should not be herded into the big producer, train car. It's awful.
You know what?
It's
this will spread. This will absolutely spread because it's part of the agenda. It's part of Agenda 30, too, to basically get us off any sort of place out there that you could actually have chickens, that you can actually have two cows, and put us into cities for more control, right? So they're going to be doing this all over. This isn't just Oregon. I will definitely say that this will spread because they have to be able to outlaw chickens somehow. They've been trying in all these states, making it harder and harder and harder to do. But, and especially with CCRs and things like that for housing. But this will definitely, don't you think, this will definitely grow to the state, all the states, because they'll have to try to get this in.
Well, I think two things are going on here. Number one, you're right. They do not like people to have backyard chickens. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, we've talked about this before on the show, they're coming after the dairy industry mm-hmm. hard and fast. Yeah. They do not like dairy for whatever reason. They want to sell us some kind of GMO'd weirdness.
Oh, they want to sell us cow farting. And they want to sell us all these things that have never been brought up in history before, but are somehow killing us off. And this is the delusion. These are the same people in the first hour I talked with Susan that want to erase your family, that tell you that the woman shouldn't be nowhere near your kids and out there in a career and never, ever near her children. Same delusional people. These same delusional people are surfacing with this. And it's just grotesque. It's really weird, too, because for all those really weird liberal hippies out there, they have to be not liking this. They have to be against this. But then again, they're not against the whole women thing with men taking over the women's roles. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna let your loving shine.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I got Melissa Smith on board today because it's Wednesday. And I love that, don't you? You can go visit my wonderful sponsors, donewithdebt.com. If you are getting into massive credit card debt, even a lot of credit card debt, not massive, but a lot, this is the time to take control of that. I don't want to see all these bankruptcies that I think are going to start happening next year. Please, please. Get over to donewithdebt.com and tell them we sent you. They are private. They will help you. And the testimonials I'm getting in from you guys have been amazing. You're loving them. And I'm so glad that you're trusting them because I trust them. Donewithdebt.com. They are fantastic at negotiating your rates down for you and also helping to eliminate credit card debt. And you just can't get better than that. It will give you a big, big sigh of relief and get you some help that you need. So take a chance, go to donewithdebt.com and just feel it out. Cause I promise you they're really, really good at what they do. I don't want to see it bury us. And what it could do for the future, our debt is not good. All right, Melissa. Okay. Back here on the Who. We got to talk about the Who. Yeah.
Well, yet again, this is an article. You have to go to the foreign press to get some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is out of the UK with a website called The Daily Skeptic. And they are reporting as of yesterday that the WHO, their working group that has been working on the international health regulations, the draft of the IHR. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is the stuff that was like, if we sign into it, they're going to tell us what when we have a pandemic, what we have to do. And it's going to be mandated. We have to do what they tell us to do, all that stuff. Well, over the last 18 months, there's been a lot of pushback against all of that. And they have just submitted the most recent working draft of the IHR, and the recommendations have been altered. Mm-hmm. So now Article 13A.1, which would have required member states to follow directives of the WHO as the guiding principle, as the guiding and coordinating authority, that has been dropped entirely, no longer there. That's good news. In previous versions, they had dropped references to the primacy of dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms. That has now been put back in, which is good. That was a ugly thing. They have also allowed the provisions that would have allowed the WHO to intervene on the basis of potential health emergencies have been dropped. The pandemic, there has to be a verifiable pandemic, and they have to demonstrate that coordinated international action is necessary. So they've also dropped regulations that would require global censorship and information control has been dropped out of this. This is all good news. The provisions which had proposed to expand the scope of the IHR to include all risks with any potential public health issue like climate change or food supply, all of that has been deleted.
Interesting.
So, good news, I suppose, that it's not over yet. They can restore some of this and put it back in if they want to, but for the time being...
Are they doing it though to, because they don't want, I mean, they're often out there with the stuff they say, but because this stuff's coming, but they don't want the direct, the direct evidence of that. I mean, are they peeling it back? Because I know how agendized they are. So it strikes me as kind of interesting that they would make these changes.
Well, you know, I think... If you consider what's been going on in Europe for the last, how many months, the farmers have been pretty darn feisty in Europe. And we've all seen the, well, if you haven't seen the videos, you know, where have you been?
Right.
Of protests in Paris, protests in London, protests all over Germany. And they are driving, you know, massive convoys of tractors and manure spreaders. And they're flinging... you know, waste at government buildings. And people, I think this may be a reaction. They know that people are hot. They know that people are energized right now, and they've got to do something to call off the dogs here.
Yeah. Well,
I do think that that matters. I think we would do well to maybe take the hint.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that we have been so docile here about some of this, the regulations on farmers. It makes me think that we're so disconnected from our food. Europeans, I would say, are more connected to their food than we are here.
And better health. That, they have better health for it.
They do. So. And that's, my kids were just in Europe in the spring, and that's what they came back and said. They said, you know, they went into a grocery store on purpose just to look around and said, you can't buy the stuff that you buy here. And because Europeans care about the food that they eat. And many Europeans, like we saw taxi drivers joining the farmer protest in Paris. So when people are that energized and now they're looking for the next target, I think the WHO could read the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be the next target.
Interesting.
And I think, actually, I think there's more awareness of vaccine issues in Europe than there is here too.
Yeah.
I think that some, if I read the foreign press, there's a lot more press back on a lot of issues than there is here. On LGBT in London, the Tavistock Institute is no longer recommending or doing LGBT transition surgeries for minors. That's not even come here yet.
Right.
We're
right.
still full court press going forward here. So what, for whatever reason,
I don't know,
it's here, a small it's reason to be happy, but that doesn't mean we can release the pressure on
here
them.
It's a really crazy. I was up in a major city over the weekend, and I could not believe how many guys were wearing girls' clothes, and it was really strange. I mean, it was a you do you kind of thing. And I was sitting at a mall and it was just bizarre. It was just bizarre. But I had a friend go over to Europe and say, man, when I'm in Europe, I don't see the same exact kinds of things. You see other things, like you see really blatant sex stuff out on the streets being sold. And there's certain things like that. But then there's certain things that we see over here all the time that for some reason we're getting used to, and I don't know why, but we are. It's just kind of bizarre if you go around the world, the differences. But
on some of this, I have to wonder if some of it isn't just the current fad.
Yeah, it could be.
You know, how long are some of these people going to continue to? To be totally honest, you know, as an older woman. As an older woman, that makes me hard to say. But I've kind of given up wearing heels because they're uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you're not wearing men's loafers. I mean, you're not dressing like
I'm not. But let these guys wear, you know, let them wear heels. A dress when it's, you know, minus 10 degrees and see how they like it. I hope you enjoy it.
I can't take it. I just can't take it. Guys in girl jeans, and it's just bizarre. What is going on with the testosterone? We need to do a whole show about testosterone in men and what's going on, because it's totally different now than it was 40 years ago. And we need to do more on that. for next week, for sure. All right. I'm back. Thank you, Melissa. That was interesting. Thank you. Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa. And then, of course, tomorrow, Uncle Milty. We've got some topics. Cops are up on the thing, and also TikTok, all kinds of stuff tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. Be fearless out there with the truth, everybody. See you tomorrow.